And now on the line, we have Carl Berger, who's putting together a show this Sunday, a five-hour show with all sorts of local musicians and performers at the Mountain View Studio in Woodstock. It's called the Music Mind Experience. Carl, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Carl Berger, tell us what the Music Mind Experience is. It's a benefit show for your forthcoming book called Music Mind, and tell us what all that is.
Well, you know, maybe some of your listeners might be familiar with the Creative Music Studio, which we started in a long time ago, already in the 70s, in the Woodstock area, and it was like a workshop center for world music and improvisation. And the Music Mind Experience is sort of a integral part of what developed in terms of a way of learning at the Creative Music Studio at the time. And it's essentially about having practical ideas about how to you know, refresh and expand your creative experience with music of any kind. You know, I noticed over the years that if people that are maybe not necessarily even musicians, once they have like some insights in how to listen and what to listen for, out of a sudden whole worlds are opening up, you know, like in terms of what music can do for you.
Yeah, and tell us about the show. Who all is performing? I don't know if you have time to tell us all who is performing.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be quite a cross-section of different kinds of music. I will be personally playing the vibraphone and the piano, as some people might know. And then musicians come, like John Medeski, for example, who might be, some people might know from Medeski, Martin and Wood, the pianist. So he'll play with us. Then there'll be Steve Gorn, who is a bansuri flute player with Indian music. But then there'll also be Marilyn Crispell, who is a pianist in the avant-garde area. And there'll be David Gonzalez, who is a performance artist using music and words. Unbelievable guy, actually, you know. And then Mark Black will play, who is a singer-songwriter known in the area pretty well. And the list goes on. It'll be up 20 performers in those 5 hours. So it'll be quite an amazing situation.
Is this kind of a normal thing for you to mix sort of pop musicians, avant-garde musicians, jazz musicians, all these different styles?
Yeah, because that's the whole idea of Music Mind, is really that we are not looking at music from the point of view of style at all. You know, we're looking at music from the point of view of creativity. So there's only two categories of music, good music or bad music. and they happen in all categories, you know. And so the creativity that I'm exploring here has nothing to do with a certain style of music at all. It really has to do with like getting to the bottom of sound and rhythm and a deep feeling for it, you know, which then actually stimulates your own creative mind, you know, which is why people go and listen to music and play music. It's about developing your intuition, like your intuitive mind, which is actually, you know, your natural state of mind. That's how you're born. That's how you come. When you come into this world, you play, right? You play for years before people tell you to stop.
Yeah, the genres are kind of these walls that people have in their heads about, I don't like that kind of music, or I don't like this kind of music. And
yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't normally think that Mark Black and Marilyn Crispell would be on the same bill, but you can see how they would appreciate what each other does.
Exactly. And this is what CMS, the Creative Music Studio, was always all about, you know? So all these people have been related in one way or another to the Creative Music Studio over the years. And this is the span of music styles goes even much further, like into world music from all over the world. But this particular benefit that I'm doing for the book, to finish that book, is dealing particularly with musicians who live in the area here. So it's like basically all locals, you know, that play, that live in the Woodstock area.
And can you tell us a little bit about the book? The book is called Music Mind, and when is it coming out, or what is it going to be about, and all?
Yeah, it's basically a practical guide, you know, for people to just like learn to enjoy music more, you know, like to get more into music, and like even as a player, to explore music more from a point of view of the rhythm and the sound aspects rather than the stylistic aspects. And once you get into the Music Mind practices, you're going to have a just like getting into this more fundamental approach, which actually will be essentially also about the uniqueness of your own creative mind. You know, you'll be able to like explore things that you haven't been able to explore otherwise.
And you're bringing in some other non-Western music too, which is kind of has some whole different ideas or foundations.
Yeah, to me, you know, like from the beginning, it was always about music is a common language in the world. This is actually our common language, and those different styles are nothing but dialects of the same language. They're not different languages. They're all dialects of the same language, and you can only understand that really well if you dig a little deeper into the basics of what rhythms and sound is all about, you know, and how it happens that different regions develop different kinds of music. It's almost like different landscapes that you encounter when you travel around the world, you know.
All right, we're speaking with Carl Berger, who's putting on the Music Mind Experience show Sunday, February 10th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Mountain View Studio in Woodstock. Is there anything else people should know about the show? It starts right at 4 and goes to 9. Is there any? Is it difficult to put these different acts in an order?
Yeah, I mean, the schedule starts with mandolin player Rafael Garitano at 4 o'clock, who plays classical mandolin. Mark Black will follow. Everybody is in there in a 40-minute spot. And then Steve Gorn will play with the singing bowl guy, Peter Blum. Then I'm going to do a duet with John Medeski. After that, Ingrid Cerzo and Steve Rust and Tiet Orr will play. After that, Marilyn Crispell. And then David Gonzalez at 7:50 approximately with his amazing performance show. And then there'll be a session at the end, 8:15 till 9:30, whatever it's going to be. And there'll be a lot of surprise guests. It will be a full-blown session at the end.
So
Bluestein will play guitar and so on.
So there might be other Woodstock musicians that aren't listed appearing towards the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chris Paisley, the trumpet player, was announcing he was coming, and I'm sure there'll be quite a few people coming through. So we hopefully can accommodate everybody, you know. I mean, Woodstock is sort of a very special area, as you know, in terms of conglomeration of players of all kinds of music. Kingston is nearby, and so all these people are ready to go and play. So there'll be a lot of surprises as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Carl Berger, for calling in and telling us all about the show. It's the Music Mind Experience, Sunday, February 10th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Mountain View Studio in Woodstock.
Right.
We'll leave our listeners with some Chris Payson from his new album. He's from Athens up here, and he's got a new album called Ornetiquette, and this song is Ghosts from his new
album. Oh, yes, right. That's an album we just did, yeah.
Yeah, all Ornette Coleman tribute.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you, Carl Berger, and we'll leave this everybody with Ghosts.
All right, Tom. Yeah, I'll see you there.
All right.
Bye-bye.
the night and day will pass away, but love will always stay. The night and day will pass away, but love will always stay.
Thank you. Chris Payson from Athens with Ghosts from his Ornetticut album on WGXC.